It's a stripper about that long, and she has a way on a butcher hog to take that sweet bread and the heart and the liver and make a liver stew. To stew it and have a gravy with it and all. It's awful good that way. That's the way she does about every time I butcher. And we hardly ever put a hog in our deep freeze. We use that for vegetables and beef, and usually just kill a hog and cure it ourselves, you know.
When you were a boy, was there anything called haslet or harslet or chitlins?
You're thinking of a vegetable.
No, I'm thinking of meat now.
Don't remember. What was it you called it?
Chitlins? Chitlins?
I don't remember anything of that kind that we called that. Those little striped squirrels you was talking about the other day, we call them chipmunks.
Oh, they're friendly little guys,
aren't they? Chipmunk.
What do you call it when the animals start to get hungry and make noises? The chickens are ready to be fed.
You mean if the chickens are ready to be fed, what would we call that, the way they'd act?
No, what would you call that time of day?
Oh, about my wife feeds her chickens between 4 and 5 o'clock. They come around the gate there and make a little racket and one thing, and they know when you're going to feed.
Yeah.
So does hogs too. They know exactly. I'm feeding 4 steers out there. They run in the pasture and they can come right up to the loafing shed where I feed them. And they're there putting you every time, right on the money. Feed them grain, you know, and they run in the pasture and we butcher them before too long.
Well, I was just wondering if you call that feeding time or chore time. Or
well, it's time. She'll make her mark. It's time to go feed my chickens. And they come around the gate there making a racket.
Do you have any special call that you could give to get your cows in from pasture?
Yeah, we go sook, 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 or sook-if, sook-if, careful.
Learn
that right now. I'm just coming, dude. And a hog, you call him pee, hooray, and you come just a tootin'. That's funny how they learn that, but they do. Just like a horse learns woo and get up, you know.
If you want a cow to stand still when you go to milk her, what do you say to her?
You say Saul, once the ear Saul, call her by the name. We just have one cow, and after my hands got so sore, my wife went to milking her, and she just sets her bucket down and just milks her with both hands. She never does get her foot in the bucket or nothing.
Did you say anything to him to get him to move that foot back?
Yes, you say back your foot, screw back her foot. They learn. They've got lots of sense, cow has.
Yeah.
Lots of sense.
You mentioned giddy up and whoa. What do you say to your team to get it to turn to the left?
Well, now, I always just pull my line. There is such a thing. When I was a boy, a lot of people had their horses learn to G and haul. G would be right and haul would be left. And they'd learn that, and they'd work them, plow the corn with them without any line. Go G and haul.
Well, be done.
Yes, sir, but I never did learn them that. I always just had lines on them, but I have seen them do that.
They do that with oxen, too?
Well, yeah, that's the way they train oxen, lots. But lots of these horses and mules, you can train them G and haul, they just mind you like a kid. Yeah.
What did you call your horses to get them in from pasture?
Quoop, quoop, quoop.
And that did it.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. They'll learn it. Whistle to them, maybe, and they learn to come right in and feed them.
And what do you say to your horses if they're walking and you want them to gallop? You want them to go faster?